Would that be to get the weeds out?
Chop and get the grass and the weeds out, yes, and thin the cotton down,
yeah,
thin it out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What kind of weeds would they have in the cotton field?
Every kind of weed, I guess, honey. I don't know. Cotton, morning glory and kookaburras, and careless weeds, just anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use fertilizer like they use now to kill it out.
Well, like when you were a girl, what kinds of fences would people have like in their yard?
Picket fence.
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
And,
cut out of wood, nailed all the way around. Picket, they call it, well, a garden fence. Picket, that's what it was, pickets that they cut out, you know.
Did you ever hear that called paling fence?
Maybe that's what they call it, but we call it picket fence.
You call it picket
fence.
Because
they cut the trees out and make those, my folks didn't make the garden fences and things around. Shape them up pretty. And so.
Well, what about some fences like out around people's land, the wooden ones that would be kind of laid on top of each other?
That's a rail fence.
Oh yeah, you've seen those too.
Yeah, I've got an old man one.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, now I guess they used to have to use those a lot.
Oh, they did.
They
didn't have nothing, no wire fences like they have now.
They
had to use it, and then they had hedge fences, you know.
Oh, I see.
Hedge fences that go up tall around some people's farms. But then some people had their rail fences, and some of them had plank fences, and barbed wire up at the top of them.
Well, did you ever see any fences or walls or anything made out of rock?
No, lately I just seen your foundation be rock ground.
Well, if the person had chickens and they wanted to kind of fool the hen, you know, and put something in there that looked like an egg, you know, so it'd make the hen start laying, what would they use?
They use a china egg. Nest egg, they call it. And keep the hen, make the hens want to see a egg, and that's going to be on that nest, you know.
Yeah.
They call it a nest egg.
Well, what about, what would people carry water in?
They carry water in jugs. You used to have a big old Jimmy John glass things. But we had those stone jugs. Like that. Cedar water buckets to drink out.
Cedar. Did they have any metal water buckets?
Ain't coming up in my far back days, but they had started them. But we had cedar churn, cedar water bucket, and cedar dipper. And we had cedar churn, cedar water bucket, cedar dipper, and water jugs. Had big old stone jugs to put water in. We had water barrels when it rained, catch water to wash.
Oh, you did?
And it was just got. You catch a whole lot of water because it's going to be a drought. It's going to be a drought. And you catch them barrels full of water and cover them up so the mosquitoes wouldn't be bad. So we have something to wash with.
Yeah. And then you could keep the mosquitoes out by saying.
Covering up with